Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to an ABC News special. President Trump, 30 hours. From ABC News headquarters, here is correspondent Brad Milkey.
News is always moving a mile a minute at the White House. That was certainly the case when George Stephanopoulos spent 30 hours with President Trump. Well, in this special, we're getting a sense of how President Trump responds to that news in real time and the moment he made the news that rocked Washington. So let's take you back right now to President Trump, 30 hours with George Stephanopoulos.
It's 9:13 a.m. The 45th president, defiant as ever.
You're here right now. You are president of the United States. Yet it seems like you just feel this need to push back at perceived enemies.
No, at false stories, at fake news. Nobody has any idea how corrupt the media is. They're corrupt. Not all of it, fortunately. But the media is corrupt.
You worry all by continuing to say the media is corrupt, that this is all fake news, that it, when you need the media, at a time of national crisis, we're not going to have the kind of unity we need.
I'm not worried about it, no. I'm not worried about it.
The president is under pressure from Congress and the courts to release his tax returns and financial statements.
When you will see my financial statement at some point, I assume it's going to be released, you'll be very impressed with the job I've done. Much, much bigger, much, much better than anybody. They're after my financial statement. The Senate, they'd like to get my financial statement. At some point, I hope they get it.
You're going to turn it over?
No, at some point, I might. But at some point, I hope they get it because it's a fantastic financial statement. It's a fantastic financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Get a shot of, and I'll come over here.
You just can't.
Just to change the shot.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, do you want to do that a little differently then?
Yeah, we just changed the angle. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
So at some point, I look forward to, frankly, I'd like to have people see my financial statement. Because it's phenomenal. No, it's not up to me. It's up to lawyers. It's up to everything else. But they're asking for things that they should never be asking for, that they've never asked another president for. They want to go through every deal that I've ever done. What they're doing is a disgrace.
But other presidents have turned over their tax
returns. Trying to
do
step, step, step. They want to keep it going as long as possible to try and demean and hurt as much as possible so they can possibly win the presidential election.
You're a fighter. It feels like you're in a constant kind of churn.
Yeah, my life has always been a fight, and I enjoy that, I guess. I don't know if I enjoy it or not. Sometimes I have false fights, like the Russian witch hunt. That's a false fight. That's a made-up hoax. And I had a fight that.
The first line of his report says they had a systematic attempt to interfere in
our
elections.
They did, but not me. And they also said, okay, that we rebuffed them, okay?
Well, they said
that
your campaign welcomed the help.
Excuse me. Trump campaign rebuffed them. Now, anything having to do with Russia had nothing to do with our campaign.
Well, Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort. They have Paul Manafort on taxes and many other things. Nothing to do with our campaign.
Giving polling information to the Russian.
I don't know anything about that. What difference does polling information make? It doesn't matter. And Putin, I will say this. If he had it, it was up to him. He would much rather have Hillary Clinton be president right now, and all of these countries would rather have Biden or anybody else but Trump.
He said he was trying to help elect you. He said that explicitly.
Well, he might have said that after I won, because it's a smart thing to say.
Okay? And Mueller says
because
that he
frankly,
was trying to do that.
Mueller said that we rebuffed Russia, that we pushed them away, that we weren't interested. Read the report.
I have read the report. On that, though, your son, Don Jr., is up before the Senate Intelligence Committee today.
Are you here to correct your testimony?
Nothing to correct it.
Don Jr. had been caught up in the Russia investigation because of that Trump Tower meeting in 2016, which he set up expecting to get dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government.
He was not charged with anything. In retrospect, though,
By the way, not only wasn't he charged, if you read it, with all of the horrible fake news. I mean, I was reading that my son was going to go to jail. This is a good young man, that he was going to go to jail, and all of these horrible stories. And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
If it's coming from Russia, you do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong. But I heard about my son, who's a great young man, going to jail over a meeting where somebody said, I have information on Hillary Clinton. She's the one that should be in jail. She deleted 33,000 emails from sent by the United States Congress. They deleted every one of them. Okay? If you did that, you would have been put in jail.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI. If I thought there was something wrong. You go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called Oppo research. Everybody wants it. The farmers, the manufacturers, the unions, everybody wants it.
As the morning unfolds, we sit in on a series of meetings, some with members of the First Family front and center. There's a meeting on the economy and trade.
So let's see if the Democrats approve it.
A photo op with pilots from Air Force One.
This tight labor market.
Ivanka stops by just shy of noon for a meeting on jobs.
Larry and I are headed to the Wall Street Journal. We really believe that education has to be, especially for mid to late career workers, has to be driven by the private sector.
We do this dog and pony show, sir. I'm the dog, she's the pony.
Have fun, okay?
Yes, sir.
Great job.
Yes, sir.
You're really doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Honey.
See you later.
But there is one meeting that's completely off limits, the Daily Intelligence Briefing.
You guys ready?
When we come back.
Look, George, you're being a little wise guy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.